Tori Petri here in Allen Park, and last week was a pretty big week for the Lions as they brought in new head coach Matt Patricia. We'd like to get to know Matt Patricia just a little bit better, so we are bringing in Patriots reporter Mike Reese for ESPN, who knows Matt Patricia quite well from his time in New England. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Tori, thanks so much for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and giving us a little bit of insight to how things were when he was in New England. Obviously, he came over to Detroit last week. Why did that fit with reuniting with Bob Quinn make more sense than maybe some of the other jobs he interviewed for?
Well, I would say that for him, the personal connection with Bob Quinn, and it's really interesting for me, sort of starting with the Patriots in the early 2000s under Bill Belichick, to watch the growth of Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia, who started in many, almost the same time, working their way up through the organization together. And whenever you're going to become a head coach, it's my belief that you want to be aligned with people that you know that you can trust. It always helps that you can have a background with them. I don't think that that's mandatory, but it certainly can help because, undoubtedly, Tori, when you go into these jobs, you're going to hit some hard times. And what you want to know is when you have hard times, do you have people that you can count on and that they're going to be there for you when you hit those hard times that are inevitable? And so I think that would give Matt Patricia a lot of comfort to know, like, hey, back in 2004 when I came to the Patriots, Bob Quinn was grinding away in that personnel department, and I've seen him work hard. And I know that when the going gets tough, Bob Quinn doesn't, back down. He really rises up in those situations, much like myself. So I think that comfort level certainly was a big factor for him.
Sure. You mentioned that relationship with his players. How did those players in New England regard Matt Patricia?
Well, Tori, I'm going to tell you a story that I think really captures it. The bonds that he built with a lot of his players are really, really impressive. And the one that stands out to me was from this past late July, early August. And the Patriots had a player, Rob Ninkovich, a defensive end, a veteran who was retiring. And there was an awesome scene back in New England where Rob Ninkovich was holding a retirement news conference. And it was unlike any I had ever been a part of because all the reporters are there thinking that it's just going to be them talking to Rob Ninkovich. And all of a sudden, the door opens and in walks like half the team and half the, if not all, of the coaching staff. And Matt Patricia was one of the coaches that was there. And he sat down on the floor because there were no seats. And he was just, staring up at the podium where Rob Ninkovich was. And his eyes were welling up with tears as Rob Ninkovich spoke and as Rob Ninkovich directly addressed him and talked about what Matt Patricia meant to him as a coach and how he got the best out of him and how he would say things to him that would sometimes get him really upset, and he knew how to push his buttons, but it was all out of love, and to get the best out of him. And I'll never forget that moment, that snapshot in time of looking at Matt Patricia and the emotion that he had and the emotion that Rob Ninkovich had, and me thinking to myself, like, it was almost a special moment for a reporter to just be a party to that, because you don't often see that connection between player and coach that raw and that real, and we got to see it in that moment.
I think it's safe to say that he has pretty good relationships with his players there. Well, let's talk about the success on the field. They've had pretty good success over there in New England in recent years, obviously, and for good reason. A lot of that credit goes to Brady and Belichick, but what part did Matt Patricia play in that?
Well, he played a huge part in it. And the first thing that I would say to any Lions followers is when you're talking about Matt Patricia and the way he views the game, if you want to try to understand the way he views the game, I'll just pass along a couple words. All three phases. That's what you're going to stress because, he's going to talk about how the special teams complements the offense and how the offense complements the defense and how really you can't look at the game in just one of those phases. The best teams, even if they're not the most talented teams, weave those three phases together. So the idea that you can play complementary football and that your kicking game can set up your defense and your defense can set up your offense, Matt Patricia stressed that. And the other thing specific to defense, which is obviously what the side of the ball he spent the most time on, that he's known for is preaching fundamentals. And you're going to have a defense that will get better as the year goes along, that will be a good tackling defense, and that will focus on situational football. So, you know, sometimes games come down to one or two plays, as we saw in the Super Bowl. The Eagles, in this case, made the play against the Patriots with a strip sack. You know, his defenses generally will come up with the situational plays. They might give up some yardage between the 20s, but when they get inside the red zone, they're going to find a way to stiffen up, maybe hold you to threes instead of sixes. And those are some of the trademarks of Matt Patricia as a coach.
Now, they've been pretty quiet so far on what exactly this scheme will look like as he takes over. But from your experience, what do you think a Matt Patricia defense is going to look like here in Detroit?
So the first thing I would say is he's not going to say this is what we are, like we're a 3-4 defense or we're a 4-3 defense, because he's going to really morph that scheme on a week-to-week basis based on, one, the players that he has, and two, how he views the opposition and what he's trying to take away from them. So an example would be like if you know, back in 2004, I'll go way back, when they were playing the Eagles in the Super Bowl, they switched to a 4-3 defense in that game. And so they, and I wouldn't have referred to them as a 4-3 defense all year that year. So I think a multiple defense, one that can do a lot of different things, would be the defining characteristic of a Matt Patricia defense. But you're going to want to have big guys in the middle of that line of scrimmage, because you're going to want to stop the run, and you're going to want to have athletic tweeners that, you know, that can be defensive ends or outside linebackers. And then, you know, athletic linebackers that play off the line of scrimmage, physical safeties that can cover tight ends, athletic safeties, and cornerbacks that can play man, can play zone. So versatile players. And he'll assess what he has, Torrey, and he'll sort of mold it to what he has, and then based on what he's trying to take away from the opposition.
Well, I think that gives us a much better picture of who Matt Patricia is as a coach. Thank you so much, Mike, for all of your insight.
And Torrey, thanks for having me. And I just add one more thing. We talked about Matt as a coach, but you're also getting a top-notch person as well, which I think is a good thing to mention as well. The Detroit Lions head coach is one of the fine men in the NFL.
Well, we are looking forward to seeing what's next as he comes here to Detroit. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Torrey.
That's Mike Reese from ESPN for DetroitLions.com. I'm Torrey Petrie.